What's up, revolutionaries? I like that. That's fun. Man, I feel like I got to take a breath, compose myself. You know, it's like, holy crap. You know, that dude is smart. Jeff Kavaservice from the Niskanen Center. That was a lot. And I was definitely the stupidest person in the room for that discussion. So I'm very grateful for him and his time, and I hope to have him back. As you could tell, he is a brilliant, brilliant thinker. He has meetings that he hosts that I sometimes go to. I went last week, where you get to kind of, there's some heavy hitters in that room. Again, I'm absolutely the dumbest person, but you know, they talk about where things are and all of that. And, my goodness, my thanks to him. And I hope you guys learned something too. But I want to talk a little bit about stuff that we did hit on a little bit with Jeff. And that is, kind of what is happening here with this movement? What really is going on, and why I loathe the Trump movement so much? And it's, I have an aunt. Okay, I've talked about this aunt before, and I love her very much. She is the kind of person that helped raise me and my brothers. There's four of us. And she was always lighthearted. She loved to have fun. She'd take us to the movies. You know, we would dance the Snoopy dance. And it was just, she was a towering figure in our lives. And loved her very much. And I talk about her like she's in the past, but she's not. She is still alive. And we had a Christmas gathering at my parents' house. I think it was last year. And she exclaimed to myself and a different aunt who's awesome. She listens to the show. Hi, Dana. What's up? And her kids, my cousins, that Joe Biden wasn't actually the president. And I was like, what? Why do you? Oh, God, I know where this is going. And she said, oh, the commander in chief and the president are two different roles. And, you know, the Joe Biden doesn't speak in front of the seal and all this stuff. And I stood up to her. I was like, that is absolutely ridiculous. That is a lie. That's not true. Blah, 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 whatever. And she was saying this in front of people that are very young, including my Charlie and my aunt's Charlie, who are getting to know who they are, learning their place in the world and learning what the world is all about. And having some of that stuff said to them is so dangerous. It's wrong. And, you know, I don't know why, you know, I do this, but one of the things that I did was I tried to, after we got the kids out, tried to engage her and learn about why she's saying these things. Because if I am going to be an effective communicator to try to bring common sense back to people, I need to learn where people are coming from. And so I talked to her, and I still do, but what I found out was horrifying. So here's some of the things that she's told me that she believes. All right, you ready? Drum roll. You didn't hear that, but I did a drum roll on the desk. So these are the conspiracies. Chemtrails, they're real. This is what she says. Chemtrails are real. Robert F. Kennedy knows the truth. She said that Donald Trump was appointed by God to be the president of the United States. She said that Joe Biden is actually deceased and was replaced by an actor. She believes this because she religiously, no pun intended, I guess, listens to this wingnut of a woman named Julie Green, who says that she is a prophet and she speaks to God. And some of the things she learns from Julie Green is this, that the two hurricanes that we just had are man-made, and there's precious metals in the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina that the government wanted to get. She said that, you know, things like Trump won the election. Elites like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers inject adrenochrome from kidnapped children from Epstein Island. Like, yo, it's my list is not done. And then this is the good one. This is a fun. The Illuminati and the Cabal are interfering with elections. I like that one. But, you know, and I laugh because it's absolutely ridiculous. But I loathe this movement because of all of this. And because of all of these things, I've lost my aunt. And my kids have lost their aunt. But she's still alive. But I'm not going to have her around my kids when she's thinking and doing these things that she's thinking and doing. It's just not right. And what this movement has done is you take all of this nonsense, you take all of these conspiracy theories and they spin around you like this, like a tornado. And it's this constant ball of chaos that surrounds these people. And they shut out the news and they shut out, you know, because the news is all lies. They shut out the truth. They shut out their family because we're all sheep and we haven't done our own research. They shut out the truth. And they cling to people who are so dangerous, like this prophet, you know, quote, Julie Green. I'm going to send this segment to her, and I hope she's listening. And if you are, Julie, you're a fraud, and you're hurting a lot of people. You don't talk to God, and you know it. And what you're doing is sick. And it's those types of scams, when people go down these rabbit holes, that's what leads to January 6th. And what terrifies me so much is, what if it happens on a bigger scale? What if we have that dust up and it inspires people in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin? What happens if he does lose? What happens when you have all these prophets who are phony, like Julie Green, who said he's going to win, but then he loses? And now what do you do? Because they're all fraudsters. And this, the big question we have to answer in the next decade, and we talked about it with Jeff a little bit, is when do we stop being beholden to people who are not living in reality? When do we as a community stand up and stop accepting this and stop accepting, oh, well, it's okay to agree to disagree. Well, it is, but not when it comes to harming our future, harming our kids. That's not okay. When do we start saying that this is not okay? I had to get my family a security system this week because I've been outspoken and I've gotten threats. I had to register my address with our local police department because of swatting. You know, that's when someone calls the SWAT department and the freaking SWAT department shows up at your house. I had to do that. This is not normal, you guys. And we need to stop accepting it as it is. This stuff is dangerous. And it's getting so far out of hand. And it only will stop when common sense people like you revolutionaries start speaking up. Don't be afraid to speak up because this is important. I mean, forget me and my family, but listen to yours. It's so important. Don't lose that faith. Don't lose your courage. Keep it up. I love you guys so very much. We're all in this together, baby. I'm Mark Becker signing off. We'll see you next week on The Rational Revolution. Again, thanks to Jeff Cabaservice from the Niskanen Center. My dear producer, Amanda, you're the best. We'll see you next week.